It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Deborah Tavares.
Yes, Deborah. Thank you, Dr. Bill.
Hey, I'm sure you got a motherload of truth that's agonizingly painful, but we had to face the truth and we're never going to rescue ourselves.
Well, that's absolutely true. And I want to talk about a number of things during the broadcast today, but I want to start out with a platform of understanding that we must understand that we're under a worldwide government of occupation, and the definition of occupation means seizure and control of a country by military forces using weapons systems. And silent weapons systems are now fully engaged to massively reduce and control all populations worldwide. And why am I saying that, and why do you need to understand that? It's because John F. Kennedy told us this in his very famous speech about secret societies.
Right.
And he warned us that we were opposed around the world by monolithic and ruthless conspiracies.
He tried to actually reduce the SAD, or Special Activity Division, exactly what you're saying. And basically what he's saying, and what I'm saying and you say, is that all the governments and all the churches in the world are a fraud. Go ahead.
Well, John F. Kennedy said this because, sadly, schools are set up now for planned enslavement through lack of knowledge. So, sadly, when you're in school and you have a PhD, well, we won't hold that against you. But the truth of the matter is you are being misinformed, and the aim of public education is not to create enlightenment. It's to reduce as many individuals from factual realities as possible.
Do you know the analogy is? We're not on air yet. Or actually, we are on air, actually. I call it Maggot University.
Rockefeller told us, quote, "I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers." Therefore,
let's get into it now. We're live now, Deborah. Let's rock and roll. You've got lots of stuff to cover. If I have to, I'll insert a comment here and there, but let's go.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about the blackouts and the power shutoffs that we've been experiencing here in Northern California last week, and I have some extremely important YouTube videos up on stopthecrime.net that I would highly recommend that everyone take a look at.
Right.
Because I can't describe all of this in detail right now because there's so much to discuss. So I'm going to refer everyone to stopthecrime.net, again to the YouTube video channel. Many new postings. Certainly, you're going to also see some videos about augmented reality and virtual reality and how those tools are going to be used as they create more visually impaired people, and that's vital to understand what we're facing. There's also the 5G apocalypse, London by Mark Steele, for everyone to understand how we are being mind-controlled through the 5G network for literally mind-swiping, creating dreams, creating assassins, global hive mining. This is all being set up now. We're being set up in the United States just like China, where if you criticize the government or you have bad debt, even jaywalking, in China, many of you know, the social credit system punishes citizens by blocking freedoms. So what are they blocking? Well, they're blocking your ability to travel on a train or to purchase items that you want. They're blocking banking. They're blocking the use of phones and so much more. And when we look at the RFID chip that's coming in, that's going to be a requirement of this expanding, crushing control grid of the New World Order, we find that the RFID chips will be a necessity to survive, and that the chip features will be the only way that you'll be able to buy or sell. And you can connect the chip with other various electronic devices. We're seeing that now in smart apartments. An example of that is many people now can use their cell phones or a key fob to operate their apartments. And what is also interesting, Dr. Bill, is I know some people that live in such an apartment, and one of the people I know now has brain cancer, and there are lots of plumbing leaks. They can't stop the leaks. And what we know is that the increased frequencies are like pulsing small earthquakes against infrastructure and increasing infrastructure fatigue.
Do you want me to explain it in a little bit more chemistry? If you actually look at a weld, if you look at a weld or even plastic, if you hit something with a pulse magnetic field, it changes what's called shearing force, shears in it, starts to cause micro cracks. Those micro cracks become a rupture. That's what we're talking about. Please continue.
Yep, that's absolutely what we're talking about, and that's what we're seeing. So as we see infrastructure collapsing, we're going to have to look at multiple factors involved with that. Of course, not just all the weather weapons that are massively causing a disruption worldwide. We certainly had a very strange weather event in Dallas last night. Today being Monday, it is the 21st of October, and they had a horrific tornado in Dallas. And they're still trying to assess the damage. We're getting these strange, horrific weather attacks all over the world. And people need to understand what John F. Kennedy told us way back then, that we would end up being in a system that has conscripted vast human and material resources. And they were going to control and conscript everything, military, our science, certainly all of our legislators and representatives, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations, all of it conscripted. We are USA, Inc. We are not a country that we believe that we have. We're actually Earth, Inc. We have a corporate predatory government agencies that have deceived populations worldwide.
Right.
And the problem is the tragedy of this corporate structure is the illusion of justice, freedom, and democracy. And corporations have no feelings.
And by the way, they'll call it multiple different names. They'll call it socialism on one side, like the Democrats will come along and call it corporatism. For example, I saw a guy by the name of Toller. He talks about monopolies. Monopolies are how the world's run. 90% of the world currency is run by the Vatican, so the world reserve currency system. And they even control every currency in the Western world, and they're trying to make a deal which they're going to force on China, which will control the last 10% of the world currencies, because the Chinese system is their own kind of emergent version of SWIFT. They're getting ready in the next couple of years to actually force the mark of the beast, and they use the laboratory of WhatsApp from Google and China to do a test on the people. It's not 3.6 million people that are under citizens. It's 13.6 million and going up every hundreds of thousands per week in China. They want to bring this back here because the plan is to do this everywhere in the world. It's not just China. All they want to think is totalitarian. We already have a totalitarian government here. Look at California, right? And when people don't believe, don't understand that the churches are absolutely don't leave. I get no invitations from churches. I would love to talk to churches. You tell us more, please.
Well, absolutely. I want to draw everyone's attention to the austerity programs that are occurring now as a result of the IMF and the Catholic Church, particularly what's happening and what has recently happened in Ecuador. The indigenous native Ecuadorians have gone into the major cities in Ecuador over the past few weeks and shut the cities down. They were peaceful protests, and of course, with military being brought in, there were at least 150 deaths, 1,500 plus injuries, and over 1,500 plus arrests. And the native population came in from even Peru to help Ecuador. Why? Because this is happening here too, and they are understanding that their land, their homes are being taken away. What they're protesting is the high cost of fuel, and that's being intentionally created through the reduction of all resources, the inability for us to access resources. And so, for example, in Ecuador, where you could normally take a cab, which many of the poor people rely on for travel, when they do have to travel, You could take a cab a few hours away for a few dollars, well, one way. Well, now that's $21 plus one way. People cannot afford. Right now we have trains being burned in Chile, cost of transportation skyrocketing. We have contacts in Chile. The people don't understand what's going on. They're watching the train stations burning now. Again, even historical buildings are being burned to the ground.
That's why there's protests all over the world, too, right?
Yeah, and in, of course, we know in France, the Yellow Vest. This is happening everywhere. Now, how it's happening here in the United States is, of course, we have many aspects of austerity. For example, the increased numbers of homelessness on our streets everywhere. On the front page of our newspaper here in Sonoma County, we're about 60 miles north of the Golden Gate Bridge, this past weekend, they were talking about a half a mile of homeless encampments along a very popular trail where people are now afraid to walk because of the homelessness. We are being absolutely destroyed and facing shortages of everything. Even in Iraq, the public is protesting all of the corruption. So this is becoming worldwide as the policies are now literally now being felt with the reductions of resources. And we need to talk about water, because water is going to be massively reduced here in California by 2020, just a few months away. We're going to be required to reduce our water consumption down to 55 gallons of water per person per day.
That's not possible, though, is it? You won't be able to bathe and actually wash dishes.
Yeah, I just went to a water film, and it was unbelievable. It was a National Geographic film, a PSYOPS. It's a revised film of Chinatown. Now, for those of you that have not watched the movie Chinatown, I would recommend that you do. It certainly does demonstrate the powers that be to take over the water supply, misinform you where water comes from, and lead you down the road of fossil water, that we're running out of water. And most important to understand, we're not running out of water. We have a website, primarywater.org. We must understand how education has yet again deceived all of us and most of us, because we've been taught water comes from rain and snowmelt, and actually rain and snowmelt comes from primary water. And we just have to start spreading this information. What we're seeing, too, Dr. Bill, is we went onto the streets back in September when they had the climate strike with the children walk out from school. We're literally watching children now that are becoming mentally ill, because they're being told we're running out of everything.
This little girl, Greta Thunberg, is an example of an Asperger child that's been abused. She's an abused child, acting as a minion of the global enviro bankers, I call it. And the enviro bankers are actually eugenicists. They're actually trying to eugenicize the population of Earth and destroy the biosphere. They don't want to shore it up and make it better. They want it to be less. They want to drop our oxygen content, our greening of our world. They want our ozone layer to disappear. They're terrifying for Earth, for a foreign galactic species, if you want to think of it that way, because it certainly won't support the human race.
What's also interesting, Dr. Bill, is they're showing all of these Hollywood stars planting trees to regrow the forest while we are being laughed at by the overlords, because they're destroying the trees by all of the heavy metals that are just destroying the trees and us.
You notice the top of the trees are all burnt? That's because they're fiery accelerants like aluminum, thorium, barium, and strontium showing up in the trees, and it burns the top of the trees with the ozone. I mean, people don't get this, okay? And then they become a fire starter. Please continue. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to add this, because this is very important, because this is happening this week. And I hear the music coming on, so I'm going to pick this up on the other side of the break. But I definitely want to continue to encourage everybody, download the flyers on the water from primarywater.org. Start doing something, even spreading flyers. But no longer do we have a choice to sit in silence.
Exactly. Back in a moment with Deborah.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We are coming back with Deborah Tavares. There's lots of stuff to cover. My God. You know, the problem is I beg that people stop wasting time attacking the messenger and just listen to the message. Study it, pray on it, research it, and afterward cry, laugh, scream, just like the movie Network, and then do something about it, whether it's getting primary water or getting a backup generator or getting yourself personal protection or even carrot bars for the financial collapse, because they want to do it again. They're going to do it to the point where eventually, and you don't think they're going to chip you. Listen, October 1st next year, under George Bush, now it's in every country on earth, the world ID is coming. And if you don't think when they force vaccinate you, they're going to have a chip in you so they can track who the hell you are and if you can walk into a federal building or a public space, you're delusional. Do you not know this is a world problem, not just the U.S.? And the world government, the shadow world government, runs it through the intel agencies and so on. They could give a crap what country
well,
the government
Dr.
does.
Bill,
they don't care
I
if it's communist or Democrat or whatever. Please continue.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to get into more of what the power shutoffs did here in Sonoma County.
Right.
And they're still totaling the loss, which is in the billions, because many restaurants that were barely making it, small restaurants, lost their food, their refrigeration. They had to throw lots of food away, give food away. When they were throwing it out in the trash cans, there were wild animals coming down from the hills and bears in certain areas foraging for that food. But what we had were dozens and dozens and dozens of traffic, four-way traffic light intersections that had no lighting. And ever since the power has been restored, there's the lack of synchronicity now in the lighting. So there's still accidents, and people are being warned to be very careful going through the traffic lighting systems. But what I want to say is this. Sonoma County Board of Supervisors knew a year in advance that there was going to be a master shutdown.
Right.
And we've all actually known, because Pacific Gas and Electric has made many notices in their bills, et cetera, that we're going to lose power. We're going to have power shutdowns. They're going to have places where you can go to plug in, et cetera. We've been warned. Now we're being told this is going to be a common experience. And
right.
When we had the shutdowns, there were 32 counties that were affected.
Right.
And I want to say that the number of hours that had the most hours of shutdown were Santa Rosa, California, where we were hit with those horrid fires in October of 2017. Now, I want to tell you what the board members, the County Board of Supervisors, some of the comments about those blackout days here. They were going down to the PG&E and California Public Utility Commission buildings, and they weren't getting any answers. And some of the commissioners made comments such as they were finding the meetings to be very clunky. It wasn't making sense. Well, I, of course, explained to them that thankfully now they're being Delphied because our leaders have been Delphying us. What does that mean? Predetermined meetings with agendas already set, and you're being placated by not allowing your answers to be responded to. That same thing occurred with the County Board of Supervisors. I also want to say that CAL FIRE now has reduced the repeaters for the ham radios, which is going to reduce our ability to communicate as cell towers are burned up. Also, there were many people that were stuck in their electric chairs or their lifts because they weren't able to have or connect to electricity. And some people sat in their wheelchairs and were not able to get out of those chairs.
Oh, my gosh.
We also know that there were hundreds of phone calls referencing the power shutdowns, and the Pacific Gas and Electric website went down. And we have a very, very important video up on StopTheCrime.net that I wished everybody would watch about the power shutdowns and what really happened behind the shutdowns. But what many of the communities were concerned about was the medical health for people that were impaired in some way and how that shutdown affected them. There were two hospitals in our areas that were affected by the power outages, and they said, though, that they had made medications available at four sites. Certainly Big Pharma would not miss a moment of dispensing some of their toxic, horrid drugs. But also, they talked about there are over 3,000 restaurants here, and over 350 of those 3,000 plus restaurants lost power for days.
Wow.
And some of the things that we found out was that one of the school systems was trying to contact Pacific Gas and Electric to see if they were going to power off this particular area. PG&E did not respond. The school superintendent made the decision to close the school down. They never lost power, so of course they're complaining that they lost the monies per student. Well, our students should not be in school anyway, because they're teaching them nothing but misinformation and creating mental cases out of our children by teaching them that we're running out of resources. But I will say
let me call the new term called, they're Greta Gundizing kids.
Well, what I also want to say, Dr. Bill, is that the county asked Pacific Gas and Electric for a map of how the county was wired, and they wanted to know where the circuits were. And Pacific Gas and Electric would not respond. They would give them a map. They set up, Pacific Gas and Electric set up an area in Santa Rosa for only 100 people to be served at this microgrid that they set up for people that didn't have power. So it was understaffed. Not enough people could recharge.
Not enough power if they needed a ventilator machine or something. See, there's three things that need to be done to reduce power and it fires. Show where the grid pattern is. Number two, reduce the duff. Number three, stop using smart grid, which generates sparks. In Saskatchewan, it's against the law to use smart grid. Please continue.
Okay, so there were over 15 county-owned structures. This is in Santa Rosa that were impacted, and there was quite a bit of equipment damage because of the power shutdown.
Right.
They had to bring in extra trailers for workstations. Communication had been certainly impacted. Again, I said that Pacific Gas and Electric, their communication go-to site was down, and you can see that. We recorded that in one of the YouTube videos that you can see on StopTheCrime.net. They talked about how the water supply in some areas could not maintain water pressure and or distribution. So they were having problems with municipal supplying of water because of the power grid shutdown.
Right.
Again, many multiple traffic injuries because of the lights in the four-way intersections being impacted or not working. Again, as I said, school suffered financial losses due to the closures. Food waste is a huge problem, a tremendous amount of cost with regards to food waste. They said that the social fabric of our area was greatly impacted, and they're working right now on determining the damage and the cost. And I found it unbelievable to learn that they have 48 hours to give some type of an idea, actually 72 hours deadline to provide damage costs. I was surprised with that. There is no way that they are able to report damage losses in 72 hours.
Well, they're trying to also. I found out something. This is important. You need to know. I heard a report in Fox and elsewhere. More than half the people affected in Northern California are even filling out the paperwork to get remediation for their homes burnt out or damaged. So basically, they're going to give a deadline. They're trying to give a deadline, and they're not going to give people adequate help to try to get the paperwork done. Please continue.
Yeah, the deadline actually for what you just said, for filling out a lawsuit against PG&E, is 5 o'clock today. And again, today being Monday, it is October the 21st, and that's 5 o'clock today.
Whoa.
So many people haven't signed up. Many people, of course, are afraid to sign up. But
no
I want to say that I'm sorry?
No wonder. This is being ruled by a bunch of maniac, extra-dimensional, demonic horrors. How's that?
Well, that sums it up nicely. So,
and they have their proxies, their avatared human beings, I call people of clay and iron. And we just understand this is not just evil from greedy, self-centered, and sexually perverted maniacs. We're dealing with an evil that's transgalactic.
Well, you know, what I'm doing right now, Dr. Bill, is reporting on the losses of the power outage because there's another potential outage planned for this Thursday, this coming Thursday.
Oh, no.
And,
now you're running around getting generators and help for people, but there's a lot of people dependent on these. I've heard of people that have died because they've turned off the power, right?
Well, I want to say this. I want to continue to talk about what I discovered during the meetings. I attend
meetings,
and I hear the conversation.
I'm not going to interrupt you. Go ahead.
On the ground.
You got five more minutes in this segment and the next segment. Go ahead.
As you mentioned generators right now, I want to tell you that what was on in the newspaper. This was a consequence of generators and how PG&E outages, they say generators cause pollution. And so they say the shutoffs raise clean air worries. They're saying that the generators powered by gas and other fuels are increasing greenhouse gas emissions.
What?
So they're saying that all of a sudden you have many localized sources of pollution that are spewing carcinogens right where we breathe, in the right next door to you, from school to hospitals. So now they're coming down on generators because, of course, we know that they're starting to eliminate the access of petroleum, diesel, gas, and natural gas in our homes. This is all part of the austerity program.
Right.
And I'm going to continue on with the notes that I took during the meeting because it's most important to understand that our county survives by visitors. We make a tremendous amount of money because we're the wine country. And the power outages occurred during crush, where the vintners were right in the process of processing all their grapes.
Wow.
Many of the vintners, smaller vintners, had to rent generators at the cost of $20,000 per day. And so it's putting many businesses out of business. Our budgets here in Sonoma County are already in a war-tight economy because of the fires and the floods that we had in February of 2019. And now we have these blackouts. And they go on to talk about how they estimate that within the first 24 hours of the blackouts here in Sonoma County, the losses were between $6.5 to $15 million within the first 24 hours.
Wow.
And they're going to be determining the true economic impacts. They're saying that insurance losses for businesses will likely not qualify for any type of insurance reimbursement.
Oh, no.
And they go on to say the enormity of the food spoilage here, and that they knew in advance. And they talk about next steps and how they're going to take a residential survey of everyone's experience. This was a grid test. This was an intentional outage. We didn't have the winds. We were heavily, heavily chemtrailed, so it was a concern that they would light the match, figuratively speaking, and start a fire to justify the outage. And they did. There were fires caused by Southern California Edison's lines down in Southern California. So they are flipping the power off now at will. This is all part of reducing our standard of living back to a time of 1750. And this is important. This is very important. I'm just going to read this right now. This is this week. They're talking about when the finance ministers and central bankers come to Washington this week, the International Monetary Fund has a message for the bankers. Digital currencies are on your doorstep. The U.S. and other countries and around the world, it is just a matter of time before we
That's called the mark
disruption.
Of the beast. Let's call it what it is.
Hang on. Tobias Adrian, the director of the IMF's Monetary and Capital Markets Department, said in an interview, there is at least the potential that this new technology will lead to a new global payment system fairly rapidly. So this is what we have coming.
It's all converging to October of next year, right before the federal election. October 1st next year, 2020, every country on earth has to have this new world ID in every country. Wow. These comments are amazing, Deborah. Amazing.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
And welcome back. These actions by PG&E are going to happen over the next weeks and months. Here in California, in Southern California, in Vista County, it's 89.1 degree in my studio, and it's hotter outside, over 90 degrees. We haven't had rain in about 3 or 4 weeks now, which, God help us if we get more. Several of my neighbors couldn't sell their homes because initially they couldn't even get insurance, except we found one insurance company that backs us that allows us to have insurance. But they're getting ready to actually start demolishing civilization. And they have a world ID now forced and put in by George Bush Jr., and October 1 next year, less than 11 months away now, it's the law. It's not just here in America. They're going to set up fires. They're going to start depopulating the coastal regions. The globalist banksters and globalist enviromaniacs are ready to actually get rid of a lot of us now. They're not looking for a long time in the future decades. They're not waiting for Blade Runner in 2049.
Well, they are actually killing people by the droves right now. There was an article by the Kaiser Medical that came out about in April of 2019 that they were finding homeless people dead in the hills, on the sidewalks, and on benches. And there was really no explanation why, but they're just dropping like flies. But I want to talk more about the shutoffs because other people that are in other areas need to understand this is coming to you. So you need to know how to prepare. We have an invaluable preparedness video up on StopTheCrime.net. It is entitled Fire and Power Shutdowns Preparedness Meeting, and it is being instructed by a 30-year retired fire captain. Now, this is a generic video presentation for preparedness that you can share with people that don't know about weather weapons, that don't believe in any of this. What we are trying to do is to get the average person who is absolutely mind-controlled and in a delusion to start preparing, because your neighbor's lack of understanding reality doesn't necessarily mean that you can't prevail upon them to start getting the tools to help you survive, because your neighbor is going to be important to you as these days continue to rape and pillage and plunder us with all of these technologies that they're besetting on us. And so we recommend a number of things. And again, go to StopTheCrime.net. Understand that the firefighter, a 30-year retired fire captain, knows exactly what was behind the fires, that they were directed energy weapons, that they were all intentional fires. But you will not hear that conversation in this video. So that's why you can send this on to everybody you need to. I lived on a boat for a while, and we had to have tools in order to survive squalls and rough weather, et cetera, should we have to abandon ship. And that included life rafts and vests and lights and flares and food and water, et cetera. We're on dry land, and we're in the midst of storms. And in order to survive, we're going to have tools. And there's no other way around it now. We have to have tools. So that's why I'm highly recommending you take a look at StopTheCrime.net to our YouTube channel. But I want to go on to say, right now in California, in all of the rebuilds, and in 2020, there will be no more natural gas allowed to be built in new construction. And thankfully, those that have and have still have natural gas during the power outages still were able to take hot showers. If they didn't have natural gas in their homes and the power were shut off, they wouldn't have had hot showers either.
Or propane. That's I have a 20-kilowatt generator right now, and by the next few months, I'm going to be getting silicon salt batteries. You need to make sure that you're getting ready for these multi-layer protections, because taking away power, making your food rot, making it even dangerous to get on the road because the controls won't work on the highways and the roadways, this is all designed to actually terminate the population, isn't it?
Yes, it absolutely is. And we have to remember that Pacific Gas and Electric is a convicted felon, and they've already breached the aspects of being a felon. And so I can tell you, we have the perpetrator running the shows here. They control California. This is Rothschild. This is the Rothschild Syndicate. And they control your cities, too. So right now they're scaring people into getting solar, which, again, is a requirement in 2020 to have solar panels, but solar panels will not work when there's a power shutdown. You have to have batteries, backup storage, and they will be deploying the lithium-ion batteries, the Tesla batteries that catch on fire. And it's important to note that what we have here is a massive takeover of every aspect of resources. And why? Because the Wildlands Network, that is also a map called the Wildlands Project, which you can type it in the search bar on stopthecrime.net and take a look at the map of the United States, and
right.
You'll see where human settlements are allowed to be. You will be stunned. But what is underneath the wildlands map and the redesigning of where populations are is called deep ecology. And deep ecology tells us exactly what the climate action plans are telling us, but in more frank words. So here are some points about some of the deep ecology. All life, human and non-human, has equal value. Resource consumption above what is needed to supply vital human needs is amoral. Human
Whoa.
Population must be reduced. And Western civilizations and industrialized civilizations must radically change their present economic, technological, and ideological structures. So we have a takedown worldwide. And we're seeing the consequences of all of the disruption and protest worldwide. Again, I mentioned Venezuela, Ecuador, now Chile today is on fire. Many places are in mass disruption because of the reduction of energy. France is also in that position. So the United States is being pummeled like the rest of the world. We're all in the same boat, and we need now tools in order to survive as this ship is sinking. And it is. It is. So I can say, again, look at these videos. We're putting a lot of time into getting information out. Now, I'm going to read something right now, and this is very disturbing. But, again, for those of you that are naysayers, again, looking at what John F. Kennedy warned us back in the 60s and soon after he was assassinated, the report from Iron Mountain came out, which was an annually planned reduction of the population along with the corporate structure intentionally poisoning the air, the water, food supply, and the oceans. That was a plan to replace war so that equally of concern and equally effects of death, people worldwide would accept the creation of climate change because of the Earth being intentionally polluted and then us being blamed. This is what is behind the report from Iron Mountain that was said to be a hoax when it was presented to Johnson, because of course they saw that this would cause massive disruption amongst all of the herds, all of us. So we have to understand that every department nationwide is run by the staffers. A very excellent video on that is called The Swamp. You can look that up. What we have to also note, and this is something that is facing us right now, this is unbelievable. This is from our local fire agency. And we're out here in the WUI, which means Wildland Urban Interface. We're being told if we are outside the city growth boundary, we are on our own. We're talking about when there's a power shutdown and you're on wells, you have no water unless you've planned in advance with fire lines, with pumps to pump the water up and out, that you have enough stored water topside. It's being recommended that if you're in an area where there is vegetation and you're in a high-risk fire zone, to have a minimum of 10,000 gallons of water topside with hoses and generation capability so that you can get sprinklers on your roof. You can put clog up your downspouts your roof so the water sits in your gutters and doesn't drain away.
I already have a 2,500-gallon in my lower yard and a 500-gallon by my house. But that's just
well, I want to say that it's best if you can get at least 10,000 and 15,000 gallons per house is even better, because then you can contact your local fire agencies and let them know you have water. And if that water is close enough where they can also use that to fill their trucks, because they're coming into your homes.
Yeah, and if, by the way, the water shut off, because remember, they're talking about not just shutting off power. They're not cleaning out the roads so the fire engines can get up these back roads. They're not going to necessarily have water, are they?
No, they're not. And I want to read this because this is very disturbing, and I think everybody should hear what's happening with our fire agencies. But it says here that we've got to vote on a ballot measure to increase our property taxes. And here's the quote. In order to continue to provide fire and emergency services, the fire district is asking that everybody agree to an imposed levy and a special tax on your properties, and that will vary dependent on the square footage of your home, if you're on agricultural land, if you have outbuildings, etc. They want an annual tax, and that could end up being, you know, hundreds of dollars annually assessed on your property tax bill, because no longer are they coming in and going to fight fires. The fire methodology now is evacuation, because your fire departments are part of fire as a big business.
And so what you're saying is evacuate and let it burn is what you're saying.
That's exactly right. Whoa. Let it burn, and there's not going to be insurance. I know many people in some cities now that are absolutely having their insurance eliminated. They're using that money to harden up. They're doing some of the things that you'll see in that video on StopTheCrime.net for preparedness for power outages and fires. And I can only highly recommend that people go to the website frequently, download from primarywater.org the half-page flyers. It's a double-sided half-page flyer. Start spreading these out far and wide. Start getting the information out on water reduction plans.
And by the way, you can contact Paul Power, or you can get a dowsing machine and get drilled for water now. Because the problem is that the state and the governments and the world government doesn't want your primary water, because if you have primary water, you can only have green areas. You can also survive. And if you've got water, your house isn't going to get burned down, because you can reduce by the fires and reduce the sparks and so on. And you want to make sure you have your drain lines blocked so you don't get duft and everything in them. But people need to realize this is the time to prepare now. If you don't, when these fires come to your home or your district, and you have to defend your home. You can't just leave. If you leave, they're going to let it burn out, aren't they?
Well, that's what has happened in a number of the homes that did survive some of the fires, on the peripheral of the fires particularly, was because people stayed behind. But there are important safety concerns around the decision to stay behind. And
you want an
IOSH
N95 mask, which we have, it'll block the smoke. You want to have fire retardant, and we have those kits that I can, if you contact me, I'll give you the fire department kits we talked about a few years ago. You want to make sure that you get the duft away from fire lines. And personally, I tell people, get ready to make sure you get the smart grid off your home. Because you see, these smart grid generate fire sparks. Okay? And if your home and everything is dried out around it, these sparks are going to generate fire right on your own home property, right?
Well, they're pulsing the smart meters, for sure. The wireless smart meters. And again, I don't have time in the last couple of minutes of this show, but I can tell you the YouTube video we have up on StopTheCrime.net for preparation is a must-share, must-listen-to video. It's a tool. It is a solution. We are now looking at solutions, because certainly we're being set up on to the calling of humanity. And again, water is being taken now.
I know.
We're in trouble.
I see it even on Fox. They mention the issue, but they don't talk about solutions like you do. You're the only one I know that talks solutions. Thank you, Deborah. Amazing discussions. Go to StopTheCrime.net. We should do some videos this week. Coming up, Dr. Sam Milham, electrotoxin, dirty electricity expert, coming up.
Which was most important, because...